As things stand today, Irish motorists are paying more tax on their fuel than in any member state of the EU. And when we get to budget night, next Tuesday night, going into Wednesday morning, a further 2 cent per litre is going to go on to the price. And that's because one of the few certainties on budget day is the carbon tax increase. We know that's going to add a couple of cent per litre. And when that happens, we will not only pay more tax than any country in Europe, any other country in Europe, but we'll also be paying the highest price of any country in Europe. And we think the government needs to have a long, hard look at that and work out whether that is really what they want to do to the Irish motorist.
And then when you look at it in terms of more local angle, Kevin, so if we think of, you know, Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, all counties quite close to the border, do you think these counties can feel, might feel this impact a whole lot more, that it's actually a very quite serious situation we're about to be facing?
In border counties, we already have a really serious situation because there's a price differential that's quite significant already between north and south of the border. That's because the British government made a decision not to reinstate the excise duty, which was reduced after the invasion of Ukraine when commodity prices were very, very high for oil products. So in Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland, we decided we would reinstate that, and that created this yet greater price differential north and south of the border. We think on January 1st of this year, we could be looking at a situation where the difference is 18 to 20 cent per litre north and south of the border. And that's really putting border county forecourts in trouble. It's meaning that their businesses are in threat in some cases. And we all know that once you get out of, you know, the big cities of Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, once you, and you get to rural Ireland, the forecourt is not just the place people buy petrol and diesel. It might also be where they go to do their post office errands. It might be the only place that they can get a hot sandwich or whatever. So we know that in rural areas and in border areas, the forecourt is really important. And we're worried about those people whose businesses are going to be under threat as a result of that high price differential.